The President of the United States has just been shot by an assassin.
In just a moment, we'll come back to Edward Arnold and Mr. President.
It's an old American custom to help your neighbor when he's down and out. And here's an American institution that makes a custom of helping out millions of people. The Community Chest. Did you know that nearly half the families in Community Chest cities receive some direct service from health and welfare work supported by the Community Chest? The Community Chest supports many groups. The list is long, but here are just a few. The Boy Scouts, Boys Clubs, Campfire Girls, Aid to the Handicapped, Salvation Army, Summer Camps, Traveler's Aid, YWCA, YMCA, and the USO. To continue their services to groups such as these, the Community Chest has an annual drive. This year, their goal is $185 million. So send your contributions to your local Community Chest. And remember, everybody benefits when everybody gives. And now back to Edward Arnold and Mr. President.
Possibly you've guessed who this story concerns. Later on, of course, I'll tell you whether or not you're right. The vice president went to the bedside of the president, and then, when it looked as though the president was going to recover, he went to an island at Lake Champlain for a much-needed rest. He was there when history summoned him with the tragic news of the death of the president. It was the end of an era. The man who had been elected to the office of vice president in March, by the insistence of the political bosses that wanted to send him to obscurity, in September, took the oath of President of the United States. He was now the most powerful man in the country, and well might the political bosses shiver in their souls.
Have you heard what he's doing now? He's announced through the Attorney General that he's going after corporations. He's starting by bringing suit against the Northern Securities Company. Oh, why didn't I let him stay in New York?
Yes, it was the end of an era. The youngest president in history was in office, a two-fisted fighting man with a lot of courageous ideas. He charged down the months, his fists clenched, his eyes flashing, excited and exciting.
Well, dear, it's nice to see you. The children were asking just the other day what had happened to their father.
Well, I was out playing baseball with them yesterday.
Oh, yes. But how many minutes was it before you were called to the telephone?
You know what I'm going to do, Edith?
Build a canal?
Oh, yes. But you know what else?
No.
I'm going to break every corporation in this country that isn't operating clean and above board. I'm going to regulate the railroads. I'm going to see that a pure food bill is passed. And I'm also going to pass a law that all stockyards and packing houses have to pass government inspection. Now, what do you think of that?
I think it's an excellent idea.
And I'm going to increase the area of the national forest. We need more trees.
That's wonderful, dear. Knit one, pearl two.
And I'm going to have an inventory made of all our natural resources.
That's a good idea. Knit one.
Pearl two. Edith, Edith, I wish you wouldn't keep knitting while I'm thinking.
I'm sorry, dear. What about the canal? You haven't forgotten about that, have you?
Forgotten about that?
What?
Forgotten about that? Do you realize how long
it took
for the Oregon to get from the Pacific coast of the United States to the Atlantic coast during
the last war?
Well, it did.
I know. But what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to build one. I'm waiting for the Admiral Walker right now. He's going to give me a report on what seems to be the most desirable route for the canal. Admiral, then you feel the best route for the canal is through Nicaragua. Hmm?
I only say that, Mr. President, because of the money involved. Mm-hmm. We estimate the cost of a canal in Nicaragua at approximately $189 million. The one in Panama would cost approximately $144 million. But the new Panama Canal Company in France wants over $109 million for its holdings alone. Which would make the cost of a canal through Panama almost prohibitive.
I see. Well, then, Admiral, I will recommend to Congress that we make arrangements to construct the canal in Nicaragua. Yes?
I'm sorry to disturb you, dear, but there's a gentleman waiting who says his business is most urgent, a Monsieur Bonavaria. He hoped he might be able to speak to both of you for just a moment.
Well, that's the Frenchman who's trying to get us to purchase the new Panama Canal Company.
Oh, I see. Well, let's see what he has to say.
If they only wouldn't keep their price so high.
You can go in, Monsieur Bonaparte.
Thank you, madame. Oh, Mr. President, it is a pleasure to see you again.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, Admiral.
Good evening, sir.
I wanted to talk to you about Panama.
Well, monsieur, I'm afraid it's a lost cause. We've just about decided to recommend Nicaragua.
Oh, Mr. President, you would never, never be happy with Nicaragua.
No. Why do you say that?
Well, they have volcanoes in Nicaragua. The canal might be blown up as fast as it's built.
Why, I don't believe there's been a volcano eruption there in years.
Admiral, a volcano is like a woman. For years, she can be passive and silent. And then, all of a sudden, poof! Chaos! Why, what do the Nicaraguans have on their postage stamps?
A volcano.
Precisely, Mr. President. That proves my whole point.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Well, it is a known fact that young nations like to put on their stamps that which symbolizes their soul. And what do the Nicaraguans choose to characterize themselves? A volcano.
I'm afraid you'd have a hard time convincing Congress that a volcano might erupt someday.
You see, monsieur, the price of your company is too high. We estimate your holdings in Panama as being worth $40 million. You're asking over twice that amount.
But we have no volcanoes.
That's true. You have no volcanoes, and we have no dollars for anything that overpriced.
If the price were to come down to $40 million, do you think Congress might become more conscious of the volcanoes in Nicaragua?
I can't guarantee anything, Monsieur Bonaparte. If your company wants to make an offer, I'm sure the Congress will be glad to consider it at any time. In the meantime, I'm forced to tell them tomorrow, on the basis of these figures, that my recommendation is Nicaragua. Did you see this paper?
Don't shout, dear. I'm right here. What happened?
Mount Pelee has erupted in the Caribbean. Mount Manitoba in Nicaragua has erupted.
Was anybody hurt?
I don't know yet. You know, if it were possible to make a volcano erupt, I'd be very suspicious of that Frenchman.
Why, what do you mean?
8 days before the final debate of the Senate on the side of the canal, the volcanoes erupt. That is the most magnificent piece of coincidence I've ever seen in my life.
Daddy, a man brought this envelope.
Oh, thank you, son. Thank you.
What is it?
It's a stamp.
a stamp?
One of the Nicaraguan stamps which shows a volcano erupting. Yeah, look at it. Look what Bonaparte has written into the stamp. Yes. An official witness of the volcanic activity of Nicaragua.
Well, there's an enterprising man. He doesn't let a thing go by him.
I say he doesn't.
Didn't you tell me, dear, the Panama Canal Company had sent word they would accept $40 million?
Yes, I did. And Congress is still debating about whether Nicaragua isn't a better locale, though.
And who do you support?
Well, dear, I'll tell you. Since it seems as though nature is giving her support to Bonaparte and Panama, who am I to go against nature? I'm going to do what I can for Panama.
Hooray! Hooray!
What are you so happy about?
If I were president.
Well, then that settles it completely. Now we'll see if Congress can be convinced, huh?
Gentlemen, I propose that the Senate authorize the president to acquire for and in behalf of the United States, at a cost not to exceed $40 million, all the rights, privileges, franchises, concessions, and property on the Isthmus of Panama owned by the new Panama Canal Company. To acquire from the Republic of Colombia on such terms.
Oh, darling, I thought you'd never come home. What happened?
They passed it. It's Panama. It's Panama.
Oh, I'm so glad, my dear. I'm so happy about that.
Now, Senator Spooner's bill has changed the map of the entire world. Oh. Now, confound it, when we want to get
a ship
from
the
Pacific
to
coast
the Atlantic,
to the Atlantic,
you would have to, go clear to the...
What were you about to say?
Well, he would have to go clear around half the world to get there.
Mm-hmm.
What were you about to say?
Who, me? Oh, something about like that, I don't know. And now, son, there's not going to be an unhappy ending to this story of the Panama Canal. Men will go into the jungles and the great machines will start moving and the dream of Ferdinand the Lesser's will begin to cut its way across the isthmus until two oceans are joined and the dream is an accomplished reality.
I knew the story would end like that.
Oh, you did, did you? And how did you know it?
Because if I were president, that's how I would end it.
You would. The building of that canal is something I'll be proud to have had a part in as long as I live.
Me too.
And me. In fact, every one of us who lived in this time and watched the dream nurtured and fought for and finally achieved.
A Panama Canal. Think of it, Edith. A canal linking the Atlantic and the Pacific. And what a wonderful day to live in. What a wonderful day to live in.
And be president.
And be president. Well, you've probably figured out by now who the president was when all that happened. It really did happen, you know, and you'll have the answer in just a moment.
You'll be first with the facts when you hear Drew Pearson on the air every Sunday evening over most of these same ABC stations. Yes, Drew Pearson's the commentator who often beats the headlines when he predicts things to come in the news each week. Pearson also brings you fascinating and provocative inside Washington items. The inside version of the news. The factual highlights that lie behind the headlines. For Drew Pearson gets behind the headlines, talks with statesmen and other high-ranking officials in order to bring you informed reports on current national and international affairs. So for predictions and inside stories of the news, listen in when Drew Pearson is heard this evening and every Sunday evening over most ABC stations. And now back to Edward Arnold and Mr. President.
Well, Monsieur Bonavarian, at last the great work has started.
Oui, Mr. President. And the people of France, as well as the people of the world, will always remember that the Panama Canal was the proud accomplishment of President Theodore Roosevelt.
Be with us again next week, won't you, for another exciting story that happened in Washington a few years ago to Mr. President. Until then, goodbye.
Edward Arnold appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Red Danube, starring Walter Pidgeon, Ethel Barrymore, and Peter Lawford. Mr. President was created by Robert G. Jennings. It was produced and directed by Dick Woolen. Today's story was based on incidents in the life of President Theodore Roosevelt.
Be sure to listen again next week when the American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations bring you Edward Arnold with another interesting and factual story of Mr. President. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.